League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You're telling me you're falling out of love with me. Hope you can find someone to love you better than I did. Taking our memories on love and treating it like nothing. Taking our memories on love and treating it like gossip. So I went to Ireland with my dad and spent more time than I ever have with him, getting to know him better, loving better. And I'll share some of the stories on this trip when I've processed them properly. It was an amazing trip, what it all means. But yeah, I don't have any memory at all of before I was 10, as I've said before on this, but I had vague memories of watching Dave Allen as a kid, a brilliant Irish storytelling comedian. He tells his story of an atheist meeting the Pope. And the Pope says to the atheist, "Well, you're like a man in a dark room wearing a blindfold, looking for a cat that isn't there." And the atheist says to the Pope, "Well, you too are like a man in a dark room wearing a blindfold, looking for a cat that isn't there. The only difference is that you found it." And like most comedians, I feel that saying another comedian's jokes out loud is absolutely fine. Anyway, all I knew is this side of the family love alcohol. They loved alcohol. And we visited my grandfather and his father in their graves in Northern Ireland. As my dad was looking at the gravestone that he was looking at for the first time, actually, he paid for this gravestone, but he hadn't actually seen it before. He looked at it for a few seconds and he turned to me and he said, "Oh, there's a story I haven't told you. Don't tell anyone this story." So I thought, well, you know, safe to tell it on this podcast then. So here we are. But if Dad, if you're listening, you know, you're probably not listening. And if you are listening, don't worry. She definitely isn't. You're safe. Anyway, so when you were five or whatever, me and my girlfriend, then girlfriend, went to the south of Spain. My then girlfriend, he said, got some work down there. She was an art teacher. And that gives her away. What this do? Well, she's not going to listen, Dad. All right? She's not going to listen to this. Anyway, it's a brilliant story. They went down to the south of Spain to work. They had a brilliant couple of weeks. She was working. They were getting pissed. That's what this side of the family does. It's great. They were living. They were just getting pissed for a couple of weeks. They were both teachers. And then the last weekend came, like the Friday, before they were due back in work, both of them on the Monday. And my dad's ex-girlfriend apparently was a bit laissez-faire about work. And my dad, say what you like about my dad, he always wanted to turn up to work. He had a good work ethic, so he was very keen to get back to work. So he was like, let's go on the Friday. We need to get back. It's going to take us a couple of days to drive. They drove. My dad's scared of flying. So they couldn't find the car keys. Anyway, my dad's ex couldn't find the car keys. And my dad was like, for fuck's sake, they looked for the whole of Friday to find these car keys. Time was running out. And they couldn't find them. So they drove down the garage, the Spanish garage, that evening. And they hotwired the car, put a little temporary key on the hotwire. But then suddenly the lights weren't working either. They couldn't fix the lights, so they had a car with a hotwire key. They couldn't find the key. The lights weren't working, so they had to wait till the morning. So they didn't talk for the whole of Friday night. this argument. My dad was blaming this woman for losing the keys. Saturday came, they still weren't talking. The long drive ahead, they had to drive all the way in the daytime without stopping to get as far as they could. Then they stopped over in this shitty little place in wherever, southern France or whatever. Again, they didn't talk. Dad says they didn't talk for the whole 24 hours, which became 48 hours as they drove through France on the Sunday morning. My dad's like me, just, this is it. You see yourself in your parents. You know, whenever I have an argument, I just don't talk. So he didn't talk for the whole time. Didn't talk for this 40-hour period. Gets back to London just in time for work. Slams the car door. Gets back into the house. Sunday night, late Monday morning, just rips his shirt off to go to bed. Takes his shirt off over his head and out from the pocket in his shirt comes the car keys. He had the keys all along. They'd just been looking in the wrong place. And he turned to me and he said, I tell you this story because you can't remember the first 10 years of your life. That's how you should be trying to remember. You're looking in the wrong place. You know, if there's a lock, there's a key. And I said, that's an Ollie Murs song, isn't it? He said, no, the key's always there. We're just always looking the wrong place. Turn around, you know. Look behind you, maybe. And then something amazing happened. My dad farted. I thought it was going to be this amazing moment in my life, but he just farted. And it was disgusting. And I thought, hang on. I remember not only watching Dave out, I remember that smell. The smell of farts in our first house. I said to him, I thought you were never around, but you were sometimes there when I was a kid. I remember the smells. And he said, yeah, sometimes. Sometimes I'd come to the house, you know, when you were out. And, you know, that's why there was a smell of alcohol and cigarettes and farts. That's why I liked watching Dave Allen, because he used to drink and smoke. And it was like having my dad in the house. Maybe, I don't know. At that moment, I felt like a man wearing a blindfold, looking for a cat in the dark room that isn't there. The only difference is that my cat is pissed and farting in a graveyard. The search for my past continues. But you know what? With every fart, I'm kind of getting closer. That's the love.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.